I do have a question for you. I'm just wondering now, if we, let's say you and I didn't have this microphone and we didn't have this recorder, it doesn't worry me, but I might be conscious of it being recorded, of course, and then listened to afterwards and commented on or criticized. I'm wondering where would this conversation take us if you and I just had a chat in a coffee bar without these equipments, and if you made notes afterwards.
So I don't know what your question is. Your question is, why do you use... What you're telling me is, what do I use or do we use in the project? Something which is formatted. Mm-hmm. I think that the straight answer is because what we're doing at the moment is providing material mm-hmm. for others. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be in a certain format. Mm-hmm. Like if it was, I don't know, if it was paper for the people who draw or something. So all what we're doing in our research about revealing the process of work mm-hmm. is going to be itself material for mm-hmm. maybe... somebody like you is a conceptual artist, you will be able to go online and pick up not only what we've done, mm-hmm. but... so I think for me the difference is this is not an intimate conversation okay. in the sense that mm-hmm. we would... Mm-hmm. You know, you say you introduce yourself by your name, but looking at people in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Looking at people in the eyes for me is very different from telling your name.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense, I think if we were just in the corner of the coffee room mm-hmm. talking about your work mm-hmm. and my work, mm-hmm. It would be something which I would call private and intimate.
Okay. Sorry, can I add something to
yes.
it?
Yes.
I would call it true.
You'd call it
I
what?
I would call it true. True. And I think that it would be true. I'm not saying that this is not true,
yeah.
but I'm also, I'm just wondering... I'm not now concerned with myself, just generally how limited uh-huh. people are when they are being asked straightforward questions and people just then answer instinctively, and then a moment later they realize they didn't really give the right answer because they never had time to think, or maybe they were whatever, a little bit nervous or whatever the case is. So I'm wondering how much of the truth you are actually getting doing it this way. I'm not suggesting it should be done. I'm just curious.
Yeah, we should have a long discussion, but we have no time today about yeah. what the truth is. Mm-hmm. I think the truth for me is what you've said mm-hmm. and what another person is going to hear mm-hmm. as their truth mm-hmm. and the way they're going to use it. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can go on discussing this thing on our internet mm-hmm. Space, which is that's part of the project mm-hmm. as well. The other thing we do is we're interested in the place of work of people. Mm-hmm. We would love to go and film them or photograph them, but mm-hmm. it's not easy here. So we've asked people to draw mm-hmm. Or to make us understand how they work and where they work. So mm-hmm. I'll give you the piece of paper. And the scissors, you asked for scissors. Mm-hmm. And I'll let my mic work mm-hmm. because we need a bit of explanation. It'd be nice to put somewhere in a corner.
Yes, this is interesting.
Well, we have...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm like really interested, why are we using Disney, join the dots and coloring in books so to define our workspace, simply because it's actually in my own work, I use dot-to-dot images and I use activity books
to make
my work. So I'm wondering if it's a coincidence.
It's not. Well, it is obviously a coincidence, but this work belt mm-hmm. was designed by me, inspired by other of my artist friends and mm-hmm. what we'd done before, and we needed tools. Mm-hmm. So some of it was the recorder, etc., etc. One of them was a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was some coat so that we covered ourselves if it was raining and things mm-hmm. like that, and everything had to fit into our mm-hmm. belt. So when I was buying the material and mm-hmm. everything, I found those notebooks, and because the idea behind our work tools was that we wanted to mix the idea of the perception of feminine in City of Woman and the image of womanhood given, when I saw those little pink things with Walt Disney, I thought, oh, well, that's interesting, because but originally we're not going to ask people to draw their place. We were just taking our notes and the names of people we were interviewing. And of course now it has become the place where people draw on the other side of the paper. So yes, it's very interesting. I mean, I like to put layers like that, since of course you're the first person who remarks on mic why nobody's asked me why it was.
For me, this is now the highlight of the conversation you and I are having. Yeah. Really, I think it's.
Well, for me, it was very important to it a lot. For me, it was very important as well, because you know the princess and the image of woman is very interesting, and economically as well, the production. I mean, I'm not an artist and I don't know anything about culture, but I know about economics, and I think the development of the Walt Disney Studio was quite interesting. So that's what. That's how it came.
It's just a very close connection to my own work, because I would now want to choose the image and then play with it, but then I'll just use the one you have given me.
Well, you can take any.
I think the one you gave me was the one that was meant to be, so I'll just work with it. Must it stay in the book, or can I take it out?
No, you can take it out.
I just like the 3D.
The only thing I'm asking you to do is to leave a reference so that we don't lose, you know, because we've done so many interviews.
Sorry, I'm making a mess. Okay, I think I've done. We just need maybe some glue.
The glue is upstairs. Okay. You have to finish your job upstairs.
We will do that upstairs then. Okay. Thank you very much. It was really enjoyable.
Thank you very much.